is beyond the logic. Where is the logic of the beyond the logic? That's bewilderment. And you have to go through that. You have to understand not understanding. Because in your brain, you think that if there's something, teach me, I will understand it. No, it doesn't work that way. Especially in this subject, because the teachings are not bizarre. This is book 5, right? So we have seen 4 books. Did you see anything strange over there? No theory or philosophy? No, everything is simple. But it's not for the animal. It's the other side of you which is cultivated, the culture. That's where you absorb all of this. But what about the stuff that even this culture doesn't know about it? What should we do about that? We have to think about that. And here we talk about that. But the part which is really beyond the logic, it's beyond our understanding, but we could get it. How? Oh, that's a trick. Look at the beautiful paintings. But do you see? Ah, beauty. What is that? We learn about the beauty. We could study the beauty. There is a school of art and beauty. So that field, which is out of reach of our brain to understand, we could somehow touch it and have some feeling for it. This is what it is. You are not in love. You could learn from the story of the lovers because it moves you somehow. How? We don't know. Why? Because the sky is high. There is no why over there. Do you remember? We talked about it. There is a special feel that there is no why and because. It just happens. Do you remember it? Is there anyone who doesn't remember that best example I gave you? Thanks God, you all know it. You don't. Okay, I tell it just for you. Why Romeo is in love with Juliet? There is no because. Only silly people will talk about it as I know. We don't know. That's the magic of love. We know the magic is there. The next example, Romeo and Juliet are far away. Then I bring Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. What is that? It's the magic of music. It's there. It's coming out. How? No one knows. Why? No one knows. Even the guy himself, he has a miserable life and he dies when he's young. So what? And he has been a silly fellow. Yes. So what? This is the magic. And we understand it. We human beings, we understand the music, we understand the art. So we understand there is a field which is not understandable, but it's somehow you could feel it, touch it, and know about it. How? First, you should know that it's there. I go back and I will read some of these titles. I don't know if you remember. I showed you last time that look at the titles of this book, suddenly you will see small, silly stories again and again, and explanation, explaining, always explaining. What is this? The explaining. And he's not explaining something difficult. He's explaining one simple thing. Yin and yang. The things that we think they are opposite of each other, but nonsense. They are not opposite, are they? Is day opposite of the night? They are working together. They are two sides of one coin. That's what yin and yang is. This brain, this silly animal brain could decide that this is good for me or bad for me. So everything is either good or bad for me. When a monkey is sitting beside the river, is thinking about what can I get from it. He doesn't think about the flow or lower or lesser or some others looking at or what. None. Me. That ego. Because for animal, the most important thing is me. And I should remain alive. Even if it means you all die. So what? I remain alive. That's the animal part. The other field is that connection that we are talking about. We understand that we belong to each other. Without the others, I will die. Physically, no. But culturally, yes. Yeah, sometimes you think that, if everybody dies, everything is mine. There was a 24 hours after somebody was in the mining, came out, and there was an atomic bomb, and blah, 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 blah. Yes, first, lovely, because pick a Cadillac. Do whatever you like. Then the evening comes, the fear comes, yeah. And we forget about all that. Here he talks about, he said, listen, there is this existence which is really non-existence, and there is that non-existence which is really existence. Remember, we don't see this stuff as they are. We see them as we want to see them. This is what it is. Therefore, we have to realize that everything is somehow a part of the totality. So we have to go back and step back and look at the totality and always remember the problem of me. That ego is under every page of this book, that remember that ego. The last thing he talks about that ego, he said, look at you. We're talking about you, okay? I said, what shall we do to understand all of this? Of course, I hope you remember it all, right? How did he start? How did you start this book? By killing. He said, you are the Khalil. You are that prophet here. And you're here to kill four birds, which are four bases of your logical thinking. He said, first of all, put all of this aside. That was the first step to begin with. Then what? Then it's now pay attention to all these opposites and stuff that we are going to talk about it. Look at you. What are you doing? What is your life, really? He said, your attention goes to thousands of different subjects daily, doesn't it? So should we be surprised that you are puzzled? There are not so many subjects to fool yourself. The subjects are limited and simple, but you don't see it that way. Why? Because that's the habit. That's that animal we talked about, this show off of this stuff. Said, listen, you came to this universe. Do you remember the path? Do you remember how did you come? Where did you come from? Do you? Anyone? So how come that for where you are going you have so many questions, and when we'll tell you, you will not get it, suddenly say, why not? That's the reason. You haven't seen the way you came here, so you don't see the way you're going out there. But you want a guarantee for that, because remaining here is the first authority of the brain, isn't it? Me, that ego. So let go of that ego. And don't tell me that there is no way to do it. Zulaikha tried to do it. Locked all the doors to rape Joseph. Joseph prayed. An opening came out and he got out. Are you listening? This is just the way that I could explain Romeo and Juliet. You're not there because you don't have that belief that is in Joseph. If you have that belief, the door will be open for you. This is how it works. It depends on how you're doing and what you're doing. Because what is the real stuff you're doing? You are selling something to everyone. What do you have to sell? Nothing. Nothing. But you try for that nothing. At every moment, you want a purchaser clinging. What has to sell? Nothing. Nothing. Do you remember? This was the before last line we heard about. So, in this book, he's doing this. He's going from little story to little story, little one, to always show us this yin and yang, these opposites that we think that they are opposites, but they are not, and to get a sense of that stuff which is not understandable. Because kindness is not understandable, is it? It happens like a magic. When it happens, we are surprised. Sometimes we see it even in the animals and we are shocked. But it's always there. Now today we go to another difficult story. This story is about the story of a fellow who claims that he is a prophet. What do you say to that fellow? The fellow is claiming that I'm the prophet. First, he'll grab his... What are you talking about? You are cheating. You want to fool the people. And his reaction is, what? People? The real people, they could not be fooled. And those who could be fooled, they are not people. So this is not my prophecy. Then you will be shocked, his explanation about why I'm doing this and what I'm doing and so on and so on. So the meaning of the prophecy here will be explained to you. Have you ever thought about that? Who is the prophet?